12. What is the ego? The ego is idolatry, the sign of limited and separated self, born in a body, doomed to suffer and to end its life in death. It is the will that sees the will of God as enemy and takes a form in which it is denied. The ego is the proof that strength is weak and love is fearful, life is really death, and what opposes God alone is true. The ego is insane. In fear, it stands beyond the everywhere, apart from all, in separation from the infinite. In its insanity, it thinks it has become a victor over God himself, and in its terrible autonomy, it sees the will of God has been destroyed. It dreams of punishment and trembles at the figures in its dreams, its enemies who seek to murder it before it can ensure its safety by attacking them. The Son of God is egoless. What can he know of madness and the death of God when he abides in him? What can he know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? What can he know of fear and punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding him is everlasting peace, forever conflict-free and undisturbed, in deepest silence and tranquility? To know reality is not to see the ego and its thoughts, its works, its acts, its laws, and its beliefs, its dreams, its hopes, its plans for its salvation, and the cost belief in it entails. In suffering, the price for faith in it is so immense that crucifixion of the Son of God is offered daily at its darkened shrine, and blood must flow before the altar where its sickly followers prepare to die. Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his Son, his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. Lesson 331. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. How foolish, Father, to believe your Son could cause himself to suffer. Could he make a plan for his damnation and be left without a certain way to his release? You love me, Father. You could never leave me desolate to die within a world of pain and cruelty. How could I think that love has left itself? There is no will except the will of love. Fear is a dream and has no will that can conflict with yours. Conflict is sleep, and peace, awakening. Death is illusion, life, eternal truth. There is no opposition to your will. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. Forgiveness shows us that God's will is one and that we share it. Let us look upon the holy sights forgiveness shows today that we may find the peace of God. Amen. Lesson 332. Fear binds the world. Forgiveness sets it free. The ego makes illusions. Truth undoes its evil dreams by shining them away. Truth never makes attack. It merely is. And by its presence is the mind recalled from fantasies, awaking to the real. Forgiveness bids this presence enter in and take its rightful place within the mind. Without forgiveness is the mind in chains, believing in its own futility. Yet with forgiveness does the light shine through the dream of darkness, offering it hope and giving it the means to realize the freedom that is its inheritance. We would not bind the world again today. Fear holds it prisoner. And yet your love has given us the means to set it free. Father, we would release it now. For as we offer freedom, it is given us. And we would not remain as prisoners while you are holding freedom out to us. Lesson 333. Forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here. Conflict must be resolved. It cannot be evaded, set aside, denied, disguised, seen somewhere else, called by another name, or hidden by deceit of any kind, if it would be escaped. It must be seen exactly as it is, where it is thought to be, in the reality which has been given it, and with the purpose that the mind accorded it. For only then are its defenses lifted, and the truth can shine upon it as it disappears. Father, forgiveness is the light you chose to shine away all conflict and all doubt, and light the way for our return to you. No light but this can end our evil dream. No light but this can save the world. For this alone will never fail in anything, being your gift to your beloved Son. Lesson 334. Today I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. I will not wait another day to find the treasures that my Father offers me. Illusions are all vain, and dreams are gone, even while they are woven out of thoughts that rest on false perceptions. Let me not accept such meager gifts again today. God's voice is offering the peace of God to all who hear and choose to follow Him. This is my choice today, and so I go to find the treasures God has given me. I seek but the eternal, for your Son can be content with nothing less than this. What then can be His solace but what you are offering to His bewildered mind and frightened heart to give Him certainty and bring Him peace? Today I would behold my brother sinless. This your will for me, for so will I behold my sinlessness. Lesson 335. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness. Forgiveness is a choice. I never see my brother as he is, for that is far beyond perception. What I see in him is merely what I wish to see, because it stands for what I want to be the truth. It is to this alone that I respond, however much I seem to be impelled by outside happenings. I choose to see what I would look upon, and this I see, and only this. My brother's sinlessness shows me that I would look upon my own, and I will see it, having chosen to behold my brother in its holy light. What could restore your memory to me except to see my brother's sinlessness? His holiness reminds me that he was created one with me and like myself. In him I find myself, and in your Son I find the memory of you as well. Lesson 336. Forgiveness lets me know that minds are joined. Forgiveness is the means appointed for perception's ending. Knowledge is restored after perception first is changed, and then gives way entirely to what remains forever past its highest reach. For sights and sounds, at best, can serve but to recall the memory that lies beyond them all. Forgiveness sweeps away distortions and opens the hidden altar to the truth. its lilies shine into the mind and call it to return and look within, to find what it has vainly sought without. For here, and only here, is peace of mind restored. For this the dwelling place of God Himself. In quiet may forgiveness wipe away my dreams of separation and of sin. Then let me, Father, look within and find your promise of my sinlessness is kept. Your word remains unchanged within my mind. Your love is still abiding in my heart. Lesson 337. My sinlessness protects me from all harm. My sinlessness ensures me perfect peace, eternal safety, everlasting love, freedom forever from all thought of loss, complete deliverance from suffering. And only happiness can be my state, for only happiness is given me. What must I do to know all this is mine? I must accept atonement for myself and nothing more. God has already done all things that need be done, and I must learn I need do nothing of myself, for I need but accept myself, my sinlessness created for me, now already mine, to feel God's love protecting me from harm, to understand my Father loves His Son, to know I am the Son my Father loves. You who created me in sinlessness are not mistaken about what I am. I was mistaken when I thought I sinned, but I accept atonement for myself. Father, my dream is ended now. Amen. Lesson 338. I am affected only by my thoughts. It needs but this to let salvation come to all the world. For in this single thought is everyone released at last from fear. Now has he learned that no one frightens him, and nothing can endanger him. He has no enemies, and he is safe from all external things. His thoughts can frighten him, but since these thoughts belong to him alone, he has the power to change them and exchange each fear thought for a happy thought of love. He crucified himself, yet God has planned that his beloved Son will be redeemed. Your plan is sure, my Father, only yours. All other plans will fail, and I will have thoughts that will frighten me until I learn that you have given me the only thought that leads me to salvation. Mine alone will fail and lead me nowhere. But the thought you gave me promises to lead me home because it holds your promise to your Son. Lesson 339. I will receive whatever I request. No one desires pain, but he can think that pain is pleasure. No one would avoid his happiness, but he can think that joy is painful, threatening, and dangerous. Everyone will receive what he requests, but he can be confused indeed about the things he wants, the state he would attain. What can he then request that he would want when he receives it? He has asked for what will frighten him and bring him suffering. Let us resolve today to ask for what we really want, and only this, that we may spend this day in fearlessness, without confusing pain with joy or fear with love. Father, this is your day. It is a day in which I would do nothing by myself, but hear your voice in everything I do, requesting only what you offer me, accepting only thoughts you share with me. Lesson 340. I can be free of suffering today. Father, I thank you for today and for the freedom I am certain it will bring. This day is holy, for today your Son will be redeemed. His suffering is done, for he will hear your voice directing him to find Christ's vision through forgiveness and be free forever from all suffering. Thanks for today, my Father. I was born into this world but to achieve this day and what it holds in joy and freedom for your holy Son and for the world he made, which is released along with him today. Be glad today. Be glad. There is no room for anything but joy and thanks today. Our Father has redeemed His Son this day. Not one of us but will be saved today. Not one who will remain in fear, and none the Father will not gather to Himself, awake in heaven, in the heart of love.